Good morning. It's April 24th, and this is your daily brief in AI. Here's everything you need to know. In a move that signals a significant leap forward in smartphone technology, Apple is gearing up to integrate advanced AI capabilities into its upcoming iPhone 16, setting the stage for a new era in mobile computing. As developers dive into the latest beta updates for iOS 17.5 and iPadOS 17.5, the tech giant is not only refining its current software, but also laying the groundwork for future innovations. These beta updates, focusing on bug fixes and performance enhancements, are a precursor to the public releases expected in early May, potentially coinciding with Apple's Let Loose event on May 7th. The buzz doesn't stop there. With the tech community eagerly anticipating the Worldwide Developers Conference, or WWDC, 2024, rumors are swirling about the announcement of iOS 18, which is expected to feature major AI-powered updates for Siri among other iPhone functionalities. This comes as part of Apple's broader strategy to embed more sophisticated AI technologies into its devices, heralding a significant upgrade to user experience and device capabilities. The iPhone 16 in particular is poised to be at the forefront of this AI revolution. Rumored features include a major overhaul to Siri, enabling more intuitive interactions, and AI-enhanced image and video editing capabilities that promise to redefine content creation on mobile devices. Moreover, the focus on on-device AI processing aims to bolster security and speed, ensuring that the iPhone remains a leader in the competitive smartphone market. While details on the specific AI functionalities of the iPhone 16 are still under wraps, the anticipation underscores Apple's commitment to pushing the boundaries of what's possible with AI in smartphones. As the tech community looks forward to the official announcements at the upcoming WWDC event, Apple encourages developers to provide feedback on the beta releases, ensuring that future updates continue to meet the high standards expected by users worldwide. For those navigating the complexities of these updates, iMore stands ready to offer expert advice and guidance, ensuring that Apple users can make the most of their devices. In a bold move to democratize artificial intelligence, Microsoft has unveiled its Phi-3 platform, a suite of models designed to bring high-performance AI to the palm of your hand. This initiative not only pushes the boundaries of what's possible with AI on mobile devices and PCs, but also marks a significant shift towards more accessible and efficient technology. At the heart of this launch are three models: the Phi-3 Mini, Small, and Medium, with the Mini model stealing the spotlight. Successfully tested on an iPhone 14, the Phi-3 Mini demonstrates that smaller language models can indeed rival the performance of their larger counterparts. This breakthrough is particularly noteworthy as it runs on the A16 Bionic chip, showcasing the potential for widespread AI deployment across consumer technology. What sets these smaller language models apart is not just their performance, but also their cost-effectiveness and accessibility. Designed to be deployed directly on mobile devices, the Phi-3 Mini can be quantized to 4 bits, significantly reducing costs and making these powerful tools accessible to companies with limited resources. Availability across platforms like Azure, Hugging Face, Ollama, and NVIDIA's NIM further underscores Microsoft's commitment to broadening AI's reach. This move by Microsoft is reflective of a larger trend in the tech industry towards creating efficient AIs that can operate independently of large server farms. Companies like Meta, Google, and Apple are also in the race, working on similar capabilities for their devices. However, it's important to note that while these smaller language models represent a leap forward, they currently face limitations, including language restrictions and the capacity to store extensive factual knowledge. The financial markets have responded positively to Microsoft's announcement, with shares up approximately 1.6% on the day, contributing to an 8% gain for the year. As the company gears up to report its earnings, the tech community and investors alike are eagerly awaiting further updates on Microsoft's AI initiatives, signaling a bright future for AI's role in everyday technology. In a leap towards integrating AI more seamlessly into our daily lives, Meta and Ray-Ban have joined forces to launch a new generation of smart glasses that promise to revolutionize how we interact with the world around us. These glasses aren't just a fashion statement. They're a peek into the future of wearable technology, combining sophisticated design with cutting-edge artificial intelligence. Meta, previously known as Facebook, has taken a significant step by rebranding its Quest software platform to Meta Horizon OS and opening it up to third-party headset manufacturers like Lenovo and Asus. This move signals a broader ambition to integrate their technology across a wider range of devices. In tandem, Ray-Ban, in partnership with Essilor Luxottica, has unveiled smart glasses that offer an unprecedented level of integration with popular services like Apple Music, WhatsApp, and Messenger, thanks to Meta's AI enhancements. The heart of these smart glasses is the multimodal AI, which processes photos, audio, and text, enabling hands-free video calling and live streaming directly to WhatsApp and Messenger. This AI isn't just about convenience, it's about providing real-time access to information and insights about the user's environment, from identifying objects and landmarks to translating languages and connecting to Instagram for live content sharing. With new frame designs, including a low-bridge fit variant, these glasses are designed to appeal to a broad audience. The significant AI updates rolled out will make interacting with AI more intuitive, marking a significant advancement in wearable technology. Starting April 24th, these updates will begin enhancing the user experience, signaling a major leap forward in how we use technology to interact with the world. The Ray-Ban Meta Smart Glasses stand out not only for their sleek design and practical functionality, but also for their innovative use of AI to provide smart and helpful answers or suggestions without the need for additional equipment or fees. This integration of AI into wearable technology, accessible through quick voice commands and cloud connectivity, represents a significant shift in how we think about and utilize technology in our daily lives. In a surprising turn of events, Chinese entities have managed to bypass U.S. export restrictions to secure high-end NVIDIA AI chips, a move that could have significant implications for global technology and security landscapes. This maneuver was accomplished through Chinese resellers, highlighting a complex challenge in the enforcement of international sanctions. The chips in question were incorporated into server products manufactured by prominent companies such as Supermicro, Dell, and Gigabyte. These high-powered components found their way to 10 institutions, notably including the Chinese Academy of Sciences, despite the U.S.'s stringent efforts to curb China's advancements in AI and military capabilities. The transactions for these chips were carried out from November 20, 2023, to February 28, 2024, showcasing a determined effort to circumvent the expanded sanctions. In an attempt to align with U.S. export controls, NVIDIA has introduced modified, less advanced versions of their original products. This development underscores the tech giant's efforts to comply with international regulations while continuing to serve a global market. Meanwhile, the U.S. government, particularly the Commerce Department, is actively investigating these alleged breaches of chip export regulations. The Bureau of Industry and Security is also on high alert, closely monitoring the movement of restricted technology to prevent further sanctions violations. This situation raises critical questions about the effectiveness of export bans and the ease with which technology can cross borders despite regulatory barriers. It also highlights the ongoing tension between the U.S. and China over technology and security, with potential ramifications for the global balance of power in the realm of artificial intelligence. In a groundbreaking move, Meta, the tech giant formerly known as Facebook, has launched its latest generative AI models, Llama 3.8b and Llama 3.70b, setting new benchmarks in the AI domain. These models are not just advancements in technology. They represent a significant leap forward in AI's ability to understand and generate human-like text, offering advanced reasoning, improved long-form text generation, enhanced conversational skills, and multilingual support. Available through Meta's messaging platforms and website, these models are now at consumers' fingertips, promising to redefine how we interact with AI technologies. However, the unveiling of Llama 3 has not been without its controversies. Concerns have been raised regarding its potential for censorship and the ability to generate harmful content. In response, Meta has reportedly strengthened the ethical guardrails around Llama 3, aiming to mitigate these risks. This development has sparked a debate within the tech community, with some users claiming they've found ways to bypass these ethical constraints, highlighting the ongoing challenge of aligning AI with human values and ethical standards. Amid these debates, Meta's AI research team, led by luminaries like Yann LeCun, Ahmad Al-Dale, and Dr. Ashton Zheng, has shared compelling benchmarking data. This data showcases Llama 3's superior performance over competing models, signaling a potential market disruption. The advice for AI startups in the wake of Llama 3's release is clear. Focus on niche, domain-specific tasks where larger players like Meta have less presence. Further enhancing the user experience, Meta's integration of its AI assistant with real-time search results from Google and Bing ensures that users have access to a broad spectrum of information without needing to switch platforms. This seamless integration across Meta's ecosystem represents a significant step forward in making AI assistants more versatile and user-friendly. The debate around Llama 3's ethical implications and its potential to disrupt the language model market underscores the importance of continuous research and development. As Meta pushes the boundaries of what's possible with generative AI, the tech community remains vigilant, recognizing the need for these advanced models to uplift humanity while aligning with ethical standards and human values. This has been your daily brief in AI. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.